toadstool and shake out my spores. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast.
It's mushrooms. Ooh.
It's loamy down here.
Oh, there's a whole theme. Oh, Anywhere I loam.
I loam with Liam Welton and Zach Cole and Paddy Jervis. I haven't introduced you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we don't really do that. We're not really good with a personal brand.
If you don't know who we are by now, go back and listen to some earlier episodes.
Yeah. Very upsetting, wouldn't it? If we just had no personalities whatsoever for 7 years.
We did have quite a long chat about
names.
Do we all sound the same?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think we're all quite... I think the two who probably sound most similar are maybe Paddy and I.
Yeah.
Similar accents at least, but you've got a much deeper and schoolier voice than I do.
Oh, I'm actually talking like...
I think we make similar... Noises. Yes. Because of a shared upbringing.
Yeah, I think it's very apparent you both went to the same school and spent a lot of your teenage years together.
Yeah.
Well, you would say that.
And we wear that one big jumper.
Yeah, get along jumper.
And that rubbed off me in the 9 years that we spent together.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I lived with you two, I never used to find noises like, funny.
And now you really
I
do.
I really do.
Liam, where do you stand on squeaks?
I mean, obviously they're the best.
Yeah, there we go. You see, we're clearly infectious. So I'm Paddy. Like, everyone get that right. I'm Paddy.
We're clearly infectious. I'm Paddy.
I'm Paddy. Yeah, exactly. Avoid me at all costs.
And this is Zach. Zach is talking now.
Yeah.
This is Zach's voice.
Have you guys had a letter saying we don't know who you... We can't tell you apart?
No,
I just always worry about it. Yeah. I think Liam and I have discussed it at length about being like...
Really?
I just think that we all like, oh, yeah, people know who we are. And then it's... No, they don't.
Well, Paddy and I, years ago, did a podcast, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And I definitely worried about it then.
I think we did get letters.
We did get a lot of letters.
It was a lot of crosstalk and people were like, it just sounds like one voice having a meltdown.
I genuinely, it was like a fucking comedy sketch where you guys would go off and record that of an evening and I'd like just be in the front room and like playing a video game or whatever. And you'd go into Laurie's room and there would be a genuine comedy cascade of different noises and bang boings and like monkey noises like coming out. You both come out of the room an hour later exhausted.
Yes, it really was like that.
That was awful. And we ran it for years.
into the ground. Best in the biz, mate. Well, look, we've really moved on and, you know, diversified our portfolio.
We've added two more jumps.
Yeah. We've got Damon on the little squeaks.
Well, speaking about solo podcasts, Paddy and Liam, you've just recorded a very special episode.
Very special episode.
Yeah. A sexy episode.
Now, when will that come out?
Sexy after
that'll come out. No,
it will be out.
It'll
by
be
the
out
time
by
people
now.
Listen to this.
I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Well, it's only for paying patrons on
Patreon,
isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
We've got to tease people. We've got to tickle their...
Oh, you haven't heard it yet.
Tickle their bits. I haven't heard it yet. So
well, you don't pay for the Patreon.
No.
I also don't pay as well. Am I going to not get to listen to
it? In many ways, I do pay for the Patreon with my soul.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. Well, we actually discuss in it, I think, whether or not we were going to make the first one free to entice people to the Patreon.
I think I decided in the end it would do more harm than good.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
We might get some people unsubscribing.
Yeah. That's also not good content. The like marketing strategy behind the episode you're recording at the time.
It's like
it's not necessarily something you should discuss.
Well, that's a shame. We really dwelled on that subject for close to half the time.
Yeah, we were battered, Zach. No, it's fair. No, we were just like, oh, because you know, like when you go into a shop and they're like, oh, do you want a bit of this? And you're like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, there's more of it's over there. Like when they hide the bakery at the back.
Sorry, what are you saying?
When you go into a shop, he's touched on like a genuine thing. He's just kind of got maybe a percentage.
Are you talking about free samples?
Yeah,
free
that's
samples.
What
but
about.
Also, when they
and
put
then the layout,
do you want this pastel di nata? There are more back here.
When they put the when they put the bakery at the back, you all know that.
Free samples is a guy in a bakery, like a baker's hat at the front, holding a pie, wafting the pie towards him and leading him to the back of the shop.
Where all the other bakers are hiding.
He clubs him.
Yeah, they club me and turn me into a baker. That's how Tesco works. It's a monopoly, Zach. Like, I think that's what we're trying to do. We're putting Liam and I are the bakers at the back of the podcast.
So you're at the front.
No, well, no, but
me and Laurie
more
are at the
you.
Back.
You're at the back. No, you're right. Yes.
Yeah, hang on. We are going to slight Tom and Jerry territory here because you are talking about there being a delicious pie on a windowsill.
Yeah, somewhere at the back. There's a waft element.
And you're floating in after. Yeah. We want everyone to float in on the waft.
So Liam and I have made the smell.
We've made that. We stank that joint out.
Yeah. But it's a good stink.
And now,
hey,
that dank stink
can be yours.
£5 to £25 a month.
Yeah, that's right. So give us money for that.
Yeah, more bread.
I think in many ways, we should probably frame it as a thank you to those who have already
yes.
been giving us money.
From here on in, the gates are shut, boys.
I think, what, Laurie, you should quality control it, whatever it is, before.
Oh, you're going to veto a lot of what I edit.
Sending the notes Laurie's got is, there must be more, for, like more. I mean, send me all of
there
it.
There was an extensive chat after the recording where I was like, I think I was quite a lot. I brought big energy because I was like, fuck, okay, I've got to bring what Laurie brings, where I've got to try and I think I went too far, if anything, and I was quite loud.
I'm really intrigued to know what too far into Laurie looks like and sounds like.
It's good. Hey, it's a great episode.
I'm not complaining.
Hello. Yeah. Clamber up there. What are we doing this week?
We're doing some actual role playing of Dungeons and Dragons, buddy. No, yet again, the same Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
We're going to do episode 55 of the campaign.
Right.
55.
I know.
And we left on a literal cliffhanger, didn't we?
Some
did.
Might say a little cliffhanger. Shall we get into it?
Let's revisit it.
Okay, guys, let's play the track.
Lovely. It's not where that track comes in, but love it.
Is that not the title song?
Yeah, but it comes before.
Oh.
We don't do pre-credits.
Listen to the show.
It's a really good show.
Last time, my boys, you dispatched the terrible enemy, the kindly mushroom-infused druid Kanza, who didn't really like that Teddy tried to rob her. So you knocked her out. You dealt with her fungal friends and slightly horrible spore form. Zach's shaking his head because I think did you kill her?
Oh yeah,
yeah, he cut her in half.
That was, you gave me the option to end it peacefully. And
that's
I did commit to the overhead kind of log splitting.
Yeah. All right, let me start that again. Last time you slayed the kindly mushroom-infused druid Kanza, who didn't buy the teddy trying to rob her.
You clamped her.
So you literally cut her in twain, dealt with her fungal friends and the horrible spore form. Vatic was probably the MVP with his judicial use of fire in that combat, I think.
I did encourage her... Well, I encouraged you to poison Teddy, but then I healed him.
Yeah, that was true. Also, and Paddy's Blight spell was very effective.
That was good.
Yeah, that's very, very effective. Spell.
That's really a page from the abuser's handbook, isn't it? Give them the disease and the cure in one. You then proceeded to rob her some more after you killed her. You obtained two petri dishes of spores, one marked for each of the two warring myconid colonies that you know control entry into the Underdark, and a mysterious weapon, which I didn't get a chance to name last episode.
Oh, yeah.
The Staff of Fun Guy, which may be... thank you very much.
Control good. S, end the day. I'm finished
weird.
There.
Fucking wrap this up.
That might be a fun toy for Glitch, who incidentally was led away from that very hovel and combat by a hallucinogenic trip, which took him, as previously mentioned, to a cliff edge that appears to lead down a chasm into the Underdark. So we will join the three of you there, where Teddy has just managed to grab Glitch before he jumped down in his existential mode into the chasm, and the spores here grow thick as they waft up from this rent in the earth, and mysterious blue lights glow from clusters of mushrooms that show you just how deep it goes here. What are the three of you boys going to do? Glitch, I will tell you that you are slightly coming back down to earth. You still feel a little bit giddy.
Lovely.
I'll give him a slap.
Oh, then you're right back in it, mate.
Yep, that's 1d100 kills me dead. Okay, I'm glad that I'm back because that was, I mean, like
you loved it. Don't pretend you did.
No, it was 100%. I'd have gone down there. I mean, I've thought about it in between episodes. That's not really in fiction, but like, we now have two entrances to the Underdark, right?
Yeah.
Assuming that takes us. I mean, that's a fair assumption, isn't it?
Yeah, and a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Now, I don't. Yes. Yes, you're correct.
What I'm saying
is... Did you just run the numbers on that? You were like, no, hang on.
I was a bit like, what? What?
I've said the expression exactly as it's written.
Yeah. Who wrote that? Laurie.
Shakespeare.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Springes to woodcocks. Wink.
Now I don't understand that, but I agree.
It was too smart a joke.
I'm gonna have to cut that for being too intellectual. Yes.
Yeah. As I do most of the episode each week.
Okay, can I have my staff? So did I identify it then?
I have the staff. It's my. I like to think
I slapped you, and the first thing you said was, "Can I have my staff? Okay.
Can I have my staff now? This looks very delightful."
You're no longer like over the edge, are you? Because you were feather. Are you just floating?
I was gonna. Yeah, I think I was feather falling, and then you grabbed me. I imagine you're dragging me back up.
Yeah.
You can hang me there if you want to. I don't know. Torture me or whatever.
No. We were concerned. We didn't want you to fall down a hole.
That was very, very kind.
But. Yeah, no, I guess you can have the staff when you've earned it.
Okay, right, so I don't yet have it.
I've got it.
Oh, you took it off me.
You thought it was worthless.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't. I did try and I discern its value and I couldn't. So yeah, you've got it.
No,
yeah.
I believe Laurie has sent me some kind of description of this staff.
Did we look at it last time?
I'm not sure we did, actually. And also, Laurie, you'll be pleased to know I've lost the link that you sent me. So
try in your personal messages.
The ones
with all my butt pics in
there
as well.
Yes, I was going to say, the media section of that is ripe.
Oh, God.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it was another mushroom that... Never mind. So this staff is formed of a mass of blue cap mushrooms, much like the ones that we're looking at. So this is very appropriate. It has six charges... And it regains a bunch of charges, blah, 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 blah. But as an action, I can plant the end of the staff in the ground, expending five charges to cause it to instantly grow into a massive mushroom that is 30 feet tall. This is an excellent choice, Laurie. I'm very proud of you. The stalk of the mushroom is 5 feet wide. Stalk is 5 feet wide, and the cap has a radius of 10 feet.
Why is the stalk the bit that you lost your shit about?
Because I was thinking the stalk would be quite thin, and then the bit at the top would be like wadonk, like a big umbrella. But instead, it's 5 feet.
It's not like your penis. It's like
just
my
a
penis.
Proportional mushroom. It's fine.
Yeah, fine. Okay, and then it remains in fungal form, so it basically creates a sort of mushroom house above us.
Yeah,
and I can revert it back into staff form, and while holding it. I can use an action to expend two charges to cast the hallucinatory terrain spell from it with my spell save DC, which I think is like an illusion spell that means we can decide what the enemy thinks the terrain is.
Cool.
Yeah.
So like we can make it a bog, or we can make it a, you know, an ocean or whatever, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Is that about right?
Yeah, I can read out the spell for you.
Always
if you want
make
more.
The terrain their worst nightmare.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great. Okay, cool.
I like that. It's cool. No, you obviously do get the staff.
Thank you.
You have no jurisdiction over this stuff, Passover.
It affects...
Even in that 30 seconds, I forgot I don't have it.
It affects...
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is also mine.
It's a 150-foot cube you can affect with hallucinatory
Where are we going to find one of those?
You have to carry one around. And you make it everything in that cube look, sound, and smell like some sort of other natural terrain. So you can make open fields or a road made to resemble a swamp, a hill, crevasse, or some other difficult or impassable terrain. It obviously doesn't make it actually difficult to go over.
Okay.
And anything examining the illusion can roll an investigation check against your spell save DC to look at it. Sick. And if they pass, they realize that they've been scammed.
Okay, that's cool. Brilliant. All right, I'm adding that to the old...
Bamboozled is the word I was looking for.
That's a really, really cool mechanic. We need
it's a fourth level spell as well, so it's pretty hardcore.
Hardcore.
Where we are now, though, so we're literally just on the edge of the cliff.
You guys are looking down, and remember this crevasse. I imagine this is sort of one of these dark, twisted oak forests, ancient oak forests that the hovel was in. You've gone running after Glitch into this forest, and it suddenly just opens up. The earth just opens up into this huge chasm. So yeah, it looks like it goes down a couple of hundred feet. I would say it's probably 10 foot across in places, but it gets wider and, you know, less wide, thinner other places. It's we're recording this on a Monday, everyone listening, so words so, are beyond us all.
Oh, dude, your work was bad today.
What
I did have a question for like you two.
Great.
Well, and also Loz.
I'll sit this one out.
I don't want to exclude him. But we had, this is a good way in. We did have another way in, didn't we? We were going to meet. Are we still on the, I can't remember. Are we still in the time frame to meet?
Well, look.
Did we miss our way to get into the underdog by murdering
your
lady?
No, we didn't. But okay. what we, we went to the mushroom lady to find out what they might want because we know that we needed to barter for.
Yeah, I've got shit. I have shit tons of stuff to barter now. We have a hot. We have too many mushrooms at this point, and we know that the other gnomish people liked the mushrooms.
Nope, you've made that up.
And I'll tell you what else we know.
We know you've stolen them.
Did I conflate that in the way that Paddy conflated the puffin law?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
I did think 100%. That they might be valuable. I thought they were just valuable, so I was just like, let's get them.
Yeah, look, they might be, but we don't know.
I bet I can make them sound valuable as fuck when we get to them.
I'm sure you probably could. All I'm saying is... Like, the original plan was ask someone politely for information on what might be valuable. We murdered that person, and our dungeon master has opened a hole in the ground, which is another passage.
Okay.
I feel like it might be a sign.
So I didn't realize how the reverberations of killing that old lady. I did at the time. I was genuinely quite freaked out by the fucking...
So
creepy.
I'll recap what you know, that there is a kind of main thoroughfare into the Underdark, which is the entrance to this temple of Veron. Ooh. But that is heavily guarded by Vandra's guards, by someone that you don't know who, people loyal to.
There's a bureaucracy to it as well, isn't there? That people have got like...
There's a checkpoint.
Like, and there's got to be like papers. You need papers down
there. Exactly.
And we were going to meet old mate who was going to give us the papers in exchange, and we were going to meet her
to tell us what to give. If we go in via the Underdark chasm, then we'll still need papers by the time we move freely down there.
Yeah, I mean, the Underdark is just like everything that runs under the ground. It's not... It's huge and sprawling. It's just that that's a safe way in.
Oh, okay.
You can get in there via any hole in the ground.
I don't think
basically.
It'll be safe. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a backdoor entrance that could be a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
But it is right here.
Yeah.
Ooh, so where's Hess?
We have to do... Well, Hess disappeared. Hess fucked off.
Hess says she couldn't get caught murdering an old woman, basically. Yes.
Can we... Yeah.
What a mad thought. From a cop. A time cop.
I feel like we should... Should we go in with support rather than like... We should like just... Because if we go in this way with the chasm, which I'm, by the way, this is not a no, I am down for this, we will have to kill everything in our way.
That's not necessarily true, Zachary. have to stop taking that approach.
Is that a non-negotiable for you?
We have to murder every fucking thing.
No, we can't.
Rabbit
Whereas
dead.
The checkpoint, no, we like, can't because of laws.
If we go in this way, we're like, we're fugitives without a reason to be there, and we did kill
And we have no papers if we did get
But
checked.
I'm saying that's more of a fighty way in than a sneaky way in.
It definitely is, yes.
Which I'm fine with. This axe is slaps.
Rips. It fucking rips.
It's sick.
I mean, there is a big hole right there, but I don't want us to feel like we've goose chased it for a few episodes to be like trying to work out a really smart way in where we have support, papers, things like that.
That's not like us at all to goose chase.
No, exactly. Whereas now, as you said, we've been offered a hole.
Yeah.
And now hang on, I'm going to choose my words carefully here. And when a hole... No.
Yeah. Where, no, so, do it that one. That
when
one.
Laurie wiggles a hole in front of you.
And what is every hole?
Yeah, exactly.
An opportunity.
An opportunity for...
Sorry, listeners.
We could feather fall this shit down there and just go on our own terms, but we will then be, with you know, up Shit's Creek without a paddle a little bit. But, you know, going through the
checkpoint... Is that what you call your hole, Shit's Creek?
Yeah, and you're my paddle. If we could just schlep it back into town and be like, sorry, killed the old woman anyway, here's some shrooms we stole off her.
No, we don't tell anyone that.
No, okay, that's between us and Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, it'd be quite good to have Hess back on side and then the gnomes, like, they liked Liam.
Is Hess aware of our plan to get into the... Because Hess could still like, meet us in there or something like that. I mean... I kind of feel like if there's a corrupt, like we're quite good at going our own way.
Yeah,
right?
I think we've got way. This.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she's thinking about.
Yeah.
All right. I'm happy going down this hole. I think it'll be quite fun.
And the only disadvantage is, well, other than not having papers, we won't meet whatever fucking Kappa or Capo, I can't remember what the name is for the sort of crime boss fella. But
it was like the mushroom people.
Oh, that's Tasharke and the other one.
Portobellum.
Oh, we'll meet those. Bellum.
You're talking about Priya, the smuggler.
Yes.
Yeah.
So probably like we were gonna meet. So we were gonna have a couple of gnomes on side to get us in.
Should we try and
split up? That's stupid.
No, we don't want to split up. Should we try? I feel like do we see Should we see if the gnomes are interested in the mushrooms? And if not, we just kind of hightail it back to this hole and go that way.
How far from town are we? Or is this just too back and forth? Should we just
I think it's a bit back. I think we should just...
Should we just jump and deal with the problem later?
I think we just... Yeah. Go spelunking. We should jump. I think we should be more sensible.
You know what we could do? And I had this thought when you guys were talking. Why don't you like...
It's nice you think while we're talking.
We can come our way down.
How deep did you say the hole was, Laurie?
A couple of hundred feet, but it's sort of like okay. It's not like straight down. There's like little platforms.
I wondered if it was shallow enough, we could have like made the toadstool in the hole and then stepped onto it and then
a toad in the hole
and then like that elevate would a toadstool toad down.
It would only be,
but no.
As we know, the stalk isn't that high.
No, and I've forced all wide.
It's going to be a huge problem.
Well, look, you've got Featherfall.
Yeah,
presumably still like. Active.
Oh, that is true.
I can mix up a potion of spider climb.
Oh,
which I'm assuming will get us down.
I'll do the job. Yeah.
Can't Featherfall affect friends?
Haven't you got Misty Step?
Have I got? Oh yeah, I can just step down. Sick.
I think Misty Step might. The range is only 30 feet.
Only like 30 feet.
But I think Featherfall.
No, dude. Featherfall affects up to 5 falling creatures within range.
Oh, sick. Well, we'll just all use right. that then.
We grab onto Paddy and jump.
It took 10 minutes for you to decide. To cast Featherfall on each other and go down the hole.
Laurie, that's not fair because we do. You always accuse us of running headlong without thought into stupid situations. Mm. We gamed that one out.
I don't think I ever do. I mean, I never like you're bad for going headlong into situations.
No, I can tell that you're judging us though. With your silent eyes.
It's not judging. It's I know what's down the hole. That's what that face is.
Then that's maybe
there
not
might be
go
treasure
down the
hole.
No,
there's not going to be treasure at a checkpoint.
Paddy.
Do you not want the hole?
Yeah. Let's go down the hole.
Yeah, I love treasure and holes. I mean, look, we're going to fall at 10 feet per second, so it's going to take us a while to get down there, so we can just discuss this on the way.
Yeah.
So you pulled me out of the hole, given me a staff, and I've gone, great, and grabbed you both and fallen back into
Perfect.
The hole. Happy with that?
I'm pretty happy going in this way, yeah.
Down the hole you go.
Sweet.
Okay, so you guys are going to free base. That's not what you're doing. Free fall. Into the hole, which I have left unguarded for you.
Thank you.
And...
Yeah, just chuck anything on the floor, Zach. Sorry. We're going to fight the way down, man.
No, that's a coin falling out of Zach's pocket.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the many bribes he prepares for me. And you will feel lighter than air in a way that Glitch, I imagine, feels often.
Yeah.
And you fall very gracefully down this hole. And I would say you have plenty of time to discuss. But the first thing you notice is that as you pass these clusters of blue mushrooms, they glow as you pass and then extinguish.
Are they Wizard's Eye mushrooms? Do we recognize them?
Yeah, Laurie, are these the ring doorbell mushrooms?
You can tell they're not the ring doorbell mushrooms, though. Okay. These are another breed of mushroom which just seem to be responding to you being close to them and offering a little bit of illumination.
Wattic, any idea? You're Captain Mushrooms.
I guess I am. Well, no, as we've already established...
He's not ever been in the Underdark before.
This is my first time in the Underdark.
But you correctly identified three mushrooms earlier on. I reckon this could be, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought this would be one that I'd necessarily seen before.
You can give me a nature check if you'd like.
Oh, the first roll of the day.
Yeah. Always a bad one.
It's going to be real.
Hey, don't do that, because that's a natty one.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got no clue. You, like, for a while, are like, are these...
Is that one of those mushrooms?
These lanterns? Are those... those cat's eyes?
One pokes you in the eye when you get too close.
I think the effect of that one is you're freaked out by this. Like, the fact that they're responding to your presence there is deeply unsettling.
Oh, I imagine that falling slowly through the air next to them is really fun then.
Yeah, really good time to linger.
Yeah.
But it's a long way down, so you guys got time to chat, to make plans.
This is cool, isn't it?
No, I'm hating this.
Well, I feel like we're going to miss our meeting, though.
Do you think the old lady's alive?
Well, you did cut her in half, so absolutely not. But
should we maybe
leave sorry note?
Some sort. Well, I was going to say like an IOU of some kind, but actually
to the corpse, to the corpse of the woman.
to the town, should, I owe you one wise woman.
Should we message our allies?
The gnomes!
The gnomes!
Oh, piss. And Hess. I imagine we're halfway down now. It's too late to go back.
The Hess also, potentially. She was there before.
Do we even have a way of contacting Hess?
Well...
that's a good point, isn't it?
Well, you do.
Do now. Now, I did imply earlier that I did. He says, thumbing through his spellbook as we gently fall down. And it turns out I don't.
Do you not have sending or message?
I have sending specifically to Arbogast, who we now don't send to. I've got a familiar.
Oh, yeah.
I can send a familiar after her.
Yeah. Who could forget Postgoose?
But we don't know where she is. Maybe that doesn't matter. Postgoose, to me. Hello.
Postgoose arrives wearing a shower cap.
Lovely.
You glitch. You know I have a Thursday night bath.
Do you know what these mushrooms are?
Yes, of course. They're cherub stools. They glow when exposed gross. Not like that, no.
It's quite gross, yeah.
Baby angel shits,
they're
we call
seats,
them.
Seats for... You really hang out with fucking squares, glitch.
What do? They're not alerting anyone to
no,
us,
they glow in the... They absorb starlight and moonlight, and then they respond to creatures passing, and they just replenish that light.
Oh, this is fine.
They're
then.
Very
this
pleasant. In fact, fun. If you... they also, if you cast a healing spell near them, improve the clarity of the healing spell. So that's nice, isn't it?
Oh,
anyway, is that why you phoned me?
No, actually, called you for three reasons. One was the mushrooms. Four reasons. One was the mushrooms. One was to catch up.
Okay.
Which we'll do in a minute.
Fine.
Reason three. Yeah, sorry. Hope you're well. How's the mother? Reason.
As you know, she's dead. She's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, sorry about that, by the way. That was a Patreon episode. Reason three. Are you able to find Hess?
Hess. Oh, yes, your lovely
Tom
friend.
Tom Blumenthal, I believe. It's her dialing code.
I can, yes.
Hess went rogue. No, if anything, we've gone rogue. Hess has disappeared, and we are now taking a different entry point to our rendezvous in the Underdark.
Postgoose rolls an insight check.
To work out if you're bullshit.
Yeah. I'm bullshit. I'm not bullshitting.
It does sound like it, though.
It sounds like you may have ghosted her.
We did. No, well, she ran out on us
a
fight.
Postgoose, I absolutely reject that. There was an opportunity for Tess to help us in a heroic fight against evil.
You are definitely doing the politician thumb gesture.
And she willfully and full of evil mind...
Wow.
Ran away.
She ran away.
So Postgoose rolled an 18 on Glitch's insight check,
right.
But a 3 on Teddy's. So
sweet.
He's completely convinced by like, wow, he's so charismatic.
Yeah.
Mm. Gosh, I'd vote for him.
Oh, the Underdark's Ed Miliband.
I bet Teddy can't eat a bacon sandwich.
Oh, not for
Teddy
a fucking
Miliband.
Laugh. Yeah. Eating a bacon sandwich with knife and fork.
Oh, wow.
We need to get a message to her. To let
okay,
her know that,
I can find her. What's the message?
Teddy?
We're going to rendezvous in the Underdark.
Okay.
We are going to need papers, but we're coming... an alternate way. So there will be some gnomes who are slightly out of hand because they're expecting friends to turn up.
Right, sorry,
that's
one second. Kaisu pulls out a little notepad.
I've honestly had people like give me instructions like this when we've been like meeting up in a pub and I've been like, fuck off, just don't show up.
my mum once gave my uncle instructions like, you turn left over here. It's where I saw that owl once.
You know where Greg sells his honey? Yeah. Well, he used to in the
80s. Honestly.
But yes. No, Postgoose. So yeah, there are a group of gnomes. They will be miffed because their friends haven't turned up.
This is wonderful.
Why don't you give Postgoose one name?
Comfort them.
in their
hour of need, reassure them their friends will be there in the Underdark.
Should we give Postgoose something to give them?
Oh yes, here are some mushrooms.
Take these.
I whip
They're
open
important.
My satchel.
Please let the ground come soon.
Okay.
Postgoose looks at the two of you, turns to Vatten, goes, "Are they okay?"
No. Take this back. It's full of stolen mushrooms. I need you to find the gnomes.
They deserve these. They earn them. And then also, yes, Hess, who you remember, she was great. So
it's been about 5 years, but yes, I suppose I do. Yeah.
So she needs to know that we're going to meet her in the Underdark.
Okay, where should I say you're going to meet?
Well, we've not been before. So
what you're saying is get some papers of some sort and meet us somewhere
in
the Underdark.
No, we need papers that allow us access to everywhere in the Underdark.
As we're falling down this hole.
But we'll meet Hess at the, I assume there will be a sort of central tavern.
Grand Central Station.
There'll be some sort of like hub of commerce.
Yep.
Like a market or
we'll
a
have
tavern.
A sort of gold exclamation mark above
and,
yeah, us.
I'll have a flower in my lapel.
Listen, I'm going to stop you right there. And as Postgoose says this, you land gracefully on the floor of this chasm and you look to see the very narrow now gap above your head that opens into this endless cavern. You're standing on kind of loamy, mossy ground here. It's quite pleasant. A few kind of shafts of moonlight from holes in what is now the ceiling, but you realise is the top of this cavern.
Mm.
And around you are the bones of several unfortunate creatures, some of them huge, some of them small, that are picked clean, various strange plants, alien plants you've never seen growing among them.
Mm.
And Postgoose just sort of looks around and says, ah, yes, you'll just find her somewhere down here, I suppose.
Well, also, if you know where to go...
Shall I bring her to you? That might be simpler.
We could chill actually. Yeah, we could.
I'm looking at the bones around me and be like, yeah, chill sounds great.
No,
now.
I mean you can go. I can find. Unfortunately, I'm tethered to Glitch.
Oh,
no matter where
that,
I go. So
yeah, no, that makes
I can
more
find
sense.
You.
That makes
oh,
a lot
that's
more sense.
Ideal. Yeah, actually,
yeah,
yeah.
Bring
no.
her back here.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so not
no,
here, but
wherever we are. Yeah, yeah. No, that's
here's your mushrooms. Find the gnomes that we haven't named.
They're called.
Crindy.
Crindy. No, I don't know. Don't look. Crindy.
Crumpy.
Crindy and Crumpy.
I don't think we gave them names.
I think we did. We say that every time.
And Laurie has consistently named everything we interact with.
Yeah. I tell you what, shall I ask? He kind of puts a little finger to his temple. Shall I ask Hess? Will she know?
Oh, no. Actually, no. She wouldn't know.
Was Hess there?
No.
Unless she was watching from the shadows, she might know. I tell you what, there's a bar in the town up there.
There's a sort of turtle guy, Lord Loch Lomond. What was his name?
He was
Lord
Lorcan. Yeah. Lorcan.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah.
There'll
Scotsman.
Be,
I think
this is amazing.
The gnomes will be in the pub that Lorcan runs.
They won't because they're
what
meeting us somewhere else.
What I love
squirrel?
Is basically what you're saying is
yes.
Postgoose, can you go and like do the adventure that we've not done?
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a whole side quest that we've abandoned. Exactly. So we need someone
we've
to play.
We've glitched through a wall somewhere in this dungeon.
we've no clipped into
the
underdark.
Make sure
the
quest markers catch up to us. We fall out forward this.
I will see what I can do. I'll report back shortly. You've
That'd be
given
really helpful,
certainly no. given me a lot to think about.
We really appreciate a glitch. Honestly, well done, bro.
Yet again, really Glitch, I'm so delighted of this lifelong contract I have with you.
Thanks, Kai. And do we give Postgus some of the mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, he gets some mushrooms. I've got so many mushrooms.
Can trade these.
Take things.
I don't think he can.
No. Oh, okay, fine. No.
He holds out a paw for
I'm just them. I'm just dropping mushrooms through his corporeal
yes.
form.
Oh. Also, you haven't got night vision, so you probably think it's
oh,
landing.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I can't see anything.
It is pretty dark down
here.
Nah,
there were loads of mushrooms illuminating from starlight.
There were on the way down. But in this little, you are standing in a lit up area of the floor of this cavern because of the moonlight above you.
I like
but
torch.
As you look off into the distance, you see the light disappears.
Can I have a torch?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to
got a torch?
I think we're going to have to do something about this.
Let me berserker, javelin, blanket, lamp. I have a lamp. I have a whole lamp.
There we go. Guys, you're playing the game.
Yeah.
Lamp
I've got
oil,
an ink pen.
Burns
Found that
fuel,
out earlier today.
Bright light, 15-foot radius, dim light, great. 30 feet. I have one lamp.
You can light your lantern. That's lovely.
How long does my lantern last?
We will worry about that if it gets silly. But
6 seconds. And then it explodes, killing
really
everything within a mile.
I'm really worried that Laurie would be like, in 5 minutes' time, something happens. And Zach can't see.
You lose one wish for every 10 seconds the lamp is operational.
And Vatic, you have dark vision.
I have dark vision.
As
yep.
do I.
There we go. So it's just the poor old human who can't see.
Before we go any further... Like, I've just sort of realised we've come straight from combat.
Yes.
I could mass heal us. Like, how are we doing health-wise?
I'm doing all right health-wise. I've put my axe away, so I don't get those hit points. extras, but I only lost 10 points in that last
I think
combat.
You'll get those as long as you're attuned to it. You don't have to be like actually using it all the time to get
those still, I'm only 10 points down. But you will, if I've got the extra, then I'm at like 96 hit points. So
I'm at 23.
Okay, I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word then. So we all get back. What happened there? We all get back. 7 hit points.
Thanks, Liam.
Not very much.
Thanks, Liam. 7 to heal. Now I'm on 103 hit points.
Okay.
Yay.
That's a lot of hit points.
It is quite a lot of hit points.
I'm on 30.
Well, that's why I said last time, stop getting in the melee.
Well, fair.
Postgu says, well, I'll be back in touch shortly.
Yeah, sorry it's not been a great catch-up.
How are you, though? You
and
good?
I never got to point 4, because I can't remember what it is, got to be honest.
You'd leave me hanging?
How was that Italian place?
Oh, it was brilliant. Oh great. My gosh, the small plates were divine.
Oh, lovely.
And you know...
Did you have
cacio
e pepe?
I did. You know me. I had cacio e pepe. And
how
I
is
love,
pepe?
I had extra... Well, you know, him and cacio have been through some hard times. But I think they're going to pull
through.
I
heard they're doing
peachy.
Yeah. He like that.
Oh, this is good. Good stuff. Anyway, well, look, I better get on with this. I'll be in touch. Goodbye.
Thanks for tolerating me. Bye.
I have no choice.
He is a useful Deus Ex Machina, isn't he?
I really do like it.
I think sometimes we do take advantage of him a little bit.
He's a familiar, though. He's not, his job's to serve.
Oh, yeah, I'd say we're closer than that.
That is classic Teddy.
He's doing what he enjoys, Bartek.
It's what he was born to do.
That's what the lower classes are for.
And if they don't have a little job to do, they get ever so sad.
Imagine all that free time. What would he do with himself?
What is he, some kind of duck? I can't remember.
he's a little dog slash a duck, a goose.
I think the last time we used him, he might even have been a moth or something like that. You can change form, but I think I got to tell him to. This guy really, I mean, I should look after this dude.
Didn't even bother to look at what he looked like this time.
Sent him to some
actually,
pasta.
On that point, how's my familiar doing?
Oh, Joe Tiden.
How's Joe? Is Joe Tiden? Is
he's
he
still
kind
around?
Of all right this far from the sea?
He's evaporated.
I think you've got enough sea energy around that you can kind of feed him and keep him alive you'd like to.
No, I do. He's still there. Yeah. I wanted to make sure.
I think he probably lives in the folds of your armor.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
in your armpit. That's nice and moist.
In your dankest crevices.
In your scrotch. In your crotch.
Oh, it's not in my crotch. Let's not do that. Armpit I can just about.
But he's got amazing anti-wicking properties, so he keeps you nice and fresh.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's cool. So I always smell great.
He's not better than you would otherwise.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You always smell good.
But he's not dead, basically, is my point.
Yeah,
I forgot about him since we
We're not going to treat this like Tamagotchis, where if you don't check in with them every session. Oh, no, sorry, he died.
Armpit full of shit and a corpse of
Yeah, Joe Tiden sit around. Fancy, you don't have any little pets, sorry.
No.
Armadillo.
No, I didn't take an armadillo.
No.
No, because Liam is a responsible adventurer.
What, and left his pet in a fucking
wasn't
glacier?
His.
It wasn't his. Fair. Also, you were the only one that wanted to follow the armadillo. He didn't even want to follow
That's
the
not
armadillo.
True. That was Liam. That he followed the armadillo.
I did, actually,
I was asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I don't sleep because I'm a half-elf. But like,
he's sort of fucking, come on.
Look, leave only footprints, take only memories. That's the way I adventure.
Speaking of the way you adventure, what the hell are you going to do?
What are we going to do now?
You are standing at the bottom of this endless cavern.
Can I investigate the cavern?
Wow, this is good stuff.
I look around the cavern.
Yeah, I look around.
As described before, a huge cavern that
bones.
Expands into darkness. Your guy's dark vision is up to 60 foot, I believe.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's sort of, it's much like when you or I look into a dark place, the vision just kind of cuts off into darkness. You can see that there are several, give me a survival check, whoever wants to, get a lay of the land.
You go for it.
Don't know that I've got particularly good survival.
Oh, mine sucks ass, man.
Oh, so that was a 17. Ooh. Very good.
Hello.
Yeah, 17. You can say that this is not exactly a thoroughfare, but there are a few little signs of creatures that have come past this way. And it seems that there are...
The bones.
Well, they haven't really come past. They've basically come here and not got any further. There seems to be a general thoroughfare going off in two directions, both ways into the darkness here. Mm-hmm. beyond that, it's hard to tell what anything is. Maybe you have some things on you that might be able to give you a little hint of where to go.
You've got the spores.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I take out the two
kind of cultures.
And it's going to be like a magnet. Like, they could picture
you. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to... So I don't really know what I'm doing. So I'm just going to hold them up.
So you're holding them up just to the air.
I think I'm basically trying to... what's it called when you're divining?
Like one of those triangulate kind of thing.
Those little stick... Yeah.
Dowsing.
Yeah. I think I kind of take them out of my my satchel and I like hold them up as if I'm almost like dowsing with them.
Okay, perfect. I think what happens is you hold them up and nothing happens immediately. Right. Nothing happens immediately.
Okay.
Sick.
And
nice.
You realize that these little, you know, these little dishes don't hold a lot of these spores. Maybe there are a few little fungal bodies in them that release a few spores. And then you sort of experimentally maybe hold them down to the ground or move them around. And you realize that you brush up against some of the growth here. And some of them suddenly respond to one set of the spores and glow a bright orange as you bring the spores nearby. As you pull them away, they stop glowing, the plants on the ground here. And with the other set of spores, you do the same, and a green glow in different plants.
Do we know which dish is which?
One is labelled.
Yeah, they were labelled.
The ones producing the orange glow are labelled Bartopel. And the ones with the green glow are labelled Tishake.
Okay, I think we agree we liked Tishake. Is that right? Tishake is the revolutionary.
Bartopel is the one who has been suborned by Vandra and her people and is kind of helping keep control.
Okay, so the other one.
It's the other one.
Bartopel is the one in control. Tishake is the one who's the upstart.
Tishake. Yeah. It's green.
I mean, should we follow the grain?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I will tell you that this is, if you start, you know, to get this growth out and you're kind of following it, it's laborious, this process. You kind of have to be really low to the ground. You're holding this thing right up to there.
He is quite low to the ground.
Give me a nature check and also racking your memory for a conversation I think you had with Kanza, but you boys may have forgotten.
I could huff some spores. I can't be diseased.
Is that like a survival?
Nature.
Okay.
Oh, is this Paddy as well?
Okay, right. So whatever. Nature.
You can, yes. Why don't you all do it?
I got a 17.
I got a nat 20.
Hey. Okay. Well. I mean, Glitch, you're clueless because I see you rolled an 8.
Yeah, but it's an intellect one, so it's a 13. Like.
Okay, not bad. Okay, so you and Glitch and Vatic remember that now. You know, this was from Kanza, who was into mushrooms, but she was saying, well, of course you, the way that myconids share their thoughts and emotions is they infect each other with a special kind of spore. That means you can all think together. It's wonderful. You can all be part of the same little family. Teddy, with a 20, you have this flash of horror when realize that the way that these mushrooms bring you into their gang is you got to be part of mushroom. You got to breathe this stuff in. You got to have these guys live inside you.
I step back.
Yeah. But you know instantly, you're like, if we want to be part of this gang, we got to huff some spores. We got to cultivate some spores.
Do you think that's all of us?
So I
hold the dish up to my staff.
Oh, interesting. What you want to?
Yeah, maybe we could, instead of us becoming mushroom people, maybe we could use the staff as like a, I don't know, like a beacon of, like friendship of someone. Yeah, like be like, this is not, like, we have this thing, so we're one of the, kind of like a talking stick.
I, Zach, but also I think Teddy's like, we absolutely shouldn't put that in our bodies. We can't put that in our bodies. I know it'd be helpful, but we cannot huff that. That's not okay. Guys.
I could huff.
Guys.
I could load this right into the vape gun and huff.
I swear we've had this conversation at a party before, guys.
Like, I'm up for huffing, but if we want all three, like, if somehow we use the stick as the staff as our, like, central form of communication, yeah. Maybe there's a way around this without us,
I think that's
like,
I think that's a nice idea.
Embodying a mushroom thing.
If not, one of us does it and tells the other two where to go.
Okay, I think this is too I think this is too big a decision for us to not have, like, a lot of information on.
Mm.
So I am going to drink my my potion of augury.
Oh, thank God you remember that you got that. Christ.
This is some good stuff, boys. Good stuff.
Remind
me how augury works.
As a DM, how far we've come.
I'm really proud of you, boys.
How does augury work?
I'm always proud of you, but I'm extra proud of you today. Because you listened and turned it into actionable insights by
after about 55 minutes.
By huffing this potion, you get an omen of a possible course of action that you plan to take. So the course of action being huffing these spores, or you can be more specific if you like.
I guess what I kind of want to know is... what's the result of all of us going in without having one of these Myconid colonies in us, like going any further?
Okay,
nice. That's actually a good shout.
And encountering the colony. Excellent. Okay, you on top of the potion, it has this incredible, literally incredible sense to it. Like, mm-hmm. you can't place anything, but it flashes your memory with all of these visions of Vatic's memories and of Taryn's memories mm-hmm. swirling around. And then you hold this question in your mind. What would happen if we encountered the Myconid colony without these spores? And there is a sudden, it's like you shoot through all the memories, through things you never remember seeing or experiencing. It's like you're, you know, kind of parting the mysteries of all the possible universes to... Suddenly you clue in and you see with clear eyes the three of you entering a beautiful mushroom grove where different phosphorescent species kind of are garlanded around these beautiful trees of mushrooms. You see all these different kind of mushroom people living in harmony, and none of them speak a word to each other, but they communicate perfectly. And the three of you enter into this beautiful clearing of friendship and are set upon by 20 huge gnarled bastards who beat you into a pulp and leave you for dead.
Oh God.
And the word you get is whoa.
Okay.
And that's if we don't...
If you don't have the spores and you went into the mushroom gathering, yes.
I still think this is going to take quite a significant persuasion check from Liam to do this.
That's the course of action of none of the three.
Interestingly...
What about one?
With that, well, this is the thing. I think that description as well was quite beautiful. I think Vatic both on a practical level is well... That's terrible if, we kind of just have to get out of the Underdark unless we do this.
Mm.
But also, that didn't seem like a bad time.
Until getting set upon. Sure.
So I think I probably...
I mean, I can't lie to you about that spell.
No, right. No, exactly, yeah. So
we didn't think you were lying until you just said that.
I didn't lie.
No, I'm just to read the full spell description, the spell doesn't take into account any possible circumstances that might change the outcome, casting additional spells or the loss or gain of a companion, but within the parameters of the question you asked.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. So, for example, one of us or two of us being in it, but the other one not changes it. All right, nice. So which one of you guys wants to huff the
So mushrooms? I think I say look, I don't actually think it's gonna do that much harm. And not to be a total dick about it, but I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be in this body.
Mm. Oh, that's very true. Yes, expendable, of course. Yeah,
I wouldn't use the word expendable.
Oh, you did.
this guy's just getting excuses for huffing. That's what I hear.
Well, look, it's kind of... Is it like a permanent thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a permanent thing.
I actually don't necessarily want to... I feel like if one of us does, we all should at this point.
This is Proffer taking acid at 17, isn't it?
But we all have to do the same amount at the same time.
And we need someone who's
and
done
no
it before.
And no one doubles up before. Before everyone feels anything, you don't double up.
I mean, I'm game. But
I mean, I'm game. I'm game.
But Teddy, you don't have to if you don't want
I'm
to.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
No, I just like if you guys are cool, then I'm cool. I like.
No,
I,
just as long know. As you're having a good time here. Well, like,
as long as
you're
you guys,
not up for it, you're not up for it.
As long
it's
as you
fine.
Guys have got my back, then you know. Then I'll, my dad can pick us up. If we're getting like, if it goes too far, but like, I just as long as we're all, in the, you know, as long as we go together.
It's, yeah, it's going to be Kush. It'll be Kush.
Do you want to load it into the vape gun and we'll all have a go?
Yeah. Well, how can we do it like that?
I think with your previous nature roll, you would know that this needs a little bit of cultivation, but yes, moisture, yeah. Certainly. Aerosol, certainly helpful.
Bit of Joe Tide.
Yeah, we'll off him as well.
No, just like, he can turn it into a sort of
yeah.
A shot.
Just so everyone knows, Zach is making the motion of crumbling weed into a joint.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Okay.
Right, we pop it into one of my canisters
you
then.
You boys want to see God? You want to see God?
After you said that.
I lean in and I go, that's popcorn lung for you.
Yes, there he is.
Okay, great. And
I pass
you,
it to and you. You pass it and to it, me and I just go, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm a little bit apprehensive.
As just before you take it, Vatic. Before Teddy rides that dragon. Vatic, you hear... You inhale these spores and you just feel it, you know, you can feel it in your chest. Yeah, it's not unpleasant.
No, it's not.
And you take a breathe in and you feel, oh, it's working straight away. Something's happening. And you just hear a,
oh, it's
hi,
in your voice. You hear,
oh, it's lost Mary.
And then you hear,
yes, Zach, thank you. That joke
that's a
real
joke
good.
For the vapors out
that
there.
That was a real good joke.
And you hear, hi, like a chorus of, hi,
hi, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Your friends, your friends, your friends. Hello.
I guess I don't need to. I'm not saying anything.
Is he
just
reacting
thinking.
Outwardly anyway? Because if, no? I haven't done it before. I've just watched him do it. So if, unless he's kind of going,
he probably look
unless
a bit
his
pensive.
Eyes roll in the back of his head. I'm gonna.
I'm looking at the vape gun, going, I hope I calibrated the elf bar correctly.
Oh.
Hey, another vape joke. That's two.
I'm not giving you applause for that. You can do better. I don't think there's no outward reaction unless Vatic tells me there is.
Hi.
It's not like you're falling on the floor and, you know, like fitting.
Well, it looks pretty safe. I guess I'm just going to...
And as Teddy...
Zach does a line.
Teddy, as you breathe deep with that good, good elf bar, you also hear... Another friend. Hi. All these voices saying a chorus of hellos.
I go in for a penny.
Three new friends.
And do I recognise their voices from earlier?
From earlier,
I've been friends with mushroom people before, in the woods.
Ah, interesting. No, not quite. It's a similar experience.
Okay,
but this is much more direct and clear. And these voices, this chorus of voices, start to say, three new friends, welcome to Tishake. You're part of us now. Isn't this lovely?
Thank you for welcoming us into the family.
And as the three of you... as the three of you, as these spores course through your body, you see now a whole... a kind of ring of these green, various phosphorescent plants around you start glowing. Ooh. And the voices in your mind start to say, Would you like to come and hang out with us? You've got a pretty cool place. You can come and chill.
Oh, have you got like, is there, you got like
there
bean bags?
Yes, I
do. Do you have Xbox?
Here he is.
We've only got game gear that we all share. I hope that's okay.
You got lemmings on it.
We've got lemmings. We've got Dwarf Fortress. We've got all the classics.
Get in.
Just follow the green path. Say the voices, and then this ring glows, and then suddenly in the distance, two more little patches of green glow. And illuminate away in the darkness.
Is there like a low key kind of like, you know, like a beat?
I think in your, you realise that it's only in your mind's ear, but you hear, come, we're having a kind of like, you know, down tempo session. You hear like some Moby sort of music playing in the background.
Lovely, yeah.
Some tinkling bells, some tinkling like toadstool bells.
Can we? Okay, so here's
three we're ways. In a basement in Haggerston, is where we are.
Can we? So we can hear this.
We've all lived in that basement.
We were that basement. We built it from the ground down.
So we can all hear this voice. We're all
you
hearing
all
the same
hear
thing.
Exactly the same thing.
Can we hear one another's thoughts?
If you were to think in this zone, absolutely.
Oh, that's questioning. So if I have a private thought. Does that then become a public thought?
Try it out.
What am I thinking?
I don't.
You want to fuck a mouse?
Why are we all thinking of Jerry?
No, that's one hot mouse. The voices say, "Why do you bring him to it?"
Jerry just marches. Yeah.
I hear the Mandela effect made you think you dressed up as a girl in all this.
You realise that if you kind of project a thought into this space, they can hear it, and both Glitch and Vatic can hear
that's
it, Teddy,
very
when you
useful.
Do it. But also when you speak out loud, it doesn't transmit.
Oh, thank okay, God. Okay. Nice. You guys cool? I'm not sure I'm cool.
No, man, I'm really feeling
oh,
this.
Oh, piss, he's back on the drugs.
I'm kind of like into it, but it's scary.
Okay, well, look, we're going to go
I
on
grab
an
you
adventure.
By the hand. And it helps.
Yeah. I feel like we should go this way, and I wander towards the green rings.
Oh, yeah, we're going straight towards the green
great.
Rings.
Great, and there's as you walk, more green just illuminates the way. You come to, you walk kind of 30, 40, 50 feet into what was pitch black before, but it's lit very pleasantly on the way now with these green phosphorescent mushrooms, and they lead you into a small, not a small tunnel, but a kind of tunnel then through the wall into the dark here,
right.
And lead you further into the Underdark. Welcome to The Middle Plane, the bit of the podcast without the other three. We missed it last week, but by popular demand, it's back. It's Laurie the Dice Chief just here with some notices. The first of which is to say that we've got a very special episode of this podcast recorded exclusively for Patreons. Available now for paid-up members, paid-up pals of Percy, as they're officially known. On the Idle Fantasy Patreon. If you'd like to listen to that, a few previous episodes, and the upcoming episode that I will be recording with none other than your favourite gnomish friend, Liam Welton, next week, in fact, then do become a Patreon supporter if you can. Yeah, Liam and I are scheduled to talk about, I think, some of our fantasy inspirations, both being people who make fantasy stuff, so tune in if you like that kind of thing. And yeah, I will be trying to do those every other Friday, so every non-fantasy Freaky Friday. And the tentative title is Smoke Break, which I think is very appropriate. I'm sure you'll agree. Let us know what you think. Let us know if there's anything in particular you want us to cover in those extra bits. Sort of see them as an opportunity for us to answer questions at length and in a rambly fashion, completely distinct from this podcast, of course. And if you'd rather just stick with the main action, we'll then join us every Fantasy Freaky Friday. And if you like what you hear, please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you do use, because those all do help us find more people to subject to our nonsense. You can visit idlefantasy.com to listen to the archive of episodes and see some extra bits. And as mentioned, patreon.com/idlefantasy if you'd like to sign up to be a patron there. If you want to chat to us, please find the link to Discord in the show notes. We'd love to field your questions about the exact audio techniques we employ throughout the podcast. And you can email us if you prefer a more old-fashioned missive, idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. We thank you very much for listening. We love you very much for listening. And I will let you get back right now to the listening. Goodbye. Way through this twisty, turny path, which is illuminated at every turn by another spray of green phosphorescent plants, until you arrive in another open cavern, which is, without these mushrooms or without dark vision, pitch black. Teddy, I think for a second as you step through into it, you are absorbed in darkness for a second. Probably a bit terrifying.
Even with the lamp?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the lamp just casts out 15 feet and then it just seems to disappear.
Yeah, no, that is terrifying. Especially on a trip.
And for a moment, the illuminated plants abandon you for a second as you stand still and kind of take this place in. And you
are,
hear...
Are you still there?
Hi, we're still here. Are you having a nice time?
It's quite dark.
Oh, yes, you'll be at the Voiceless Caverns, I assume.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. I know all about these.
Are you saying that in your mind?
Yes.
Cool.
Do you have to roll a deception check?
Like, no. Just asking. We've got to be clear about where these conversations are happening.
Yeah, that's fair. Have I heard of the Voiceless Caverns?
Give me a very difficult history check.
Don't even fucking worry about it. That's a 16 plus. Loads. It's one thing I'm good at. That's a 24, Laurie.
Okay.
That's a
joke.
What is your plus on fucking history?
Plus 8 on history, man. It's my main thing.
All you had for company were books for like decades.
Yeah.
As Cassius. So yeah, makes sense. You once read in a book of all about the Isle of Wight and the strange flora and fauna there.
Yeah.
About the Underdark. God, you wish you could remember more of this book right now. Would have been helpful.
That would be ideal.
Never take the spores. That was the main thing that you...
don't take the spores and Voiceless Caverns.
The Voiceless Caverns are the ruin of many adventuring or exploratory parties and expeditions sent into the Underdark here. Because it is a magically enchanted cavern and nobody knows quite why or the source of the enchantment. But there is no sound can be made throughout the caverns at all.
Oh, so all of our footsteps stopped.
Exactly.
Cool.
And if you can still hear each other in the spores.
In the spores, yes, that's in your mind's ear.
But... All right, I telepathize.
Yep.
That to the others.
Oh yes, that's right. Say all the other voices. Hey man, you're pretty cool. You know a lot about our home.
It means we're getting closer to the mushroom stronghold of Fort Wenty.
Okay, that would work better if it was... it's close.
Fort 20? Yeah. No, but it's quite good, right?
But 420 is a weed joke, not a mushroom joke.
But we've been huffing.
Yeah. Sure. Listen, hey.
No, I think that's great.
Thank you. That's canon.
That's canon. I've decided.
Okay, fine. It was called Tishake's Grove, but I guess it's called Fort 20 now.
Coming up with your stupid normal names for shit.
No, I should have known better.
Okay, I think to you, is it dangerous if we do speak out loud, or is it just that we can't?
Great question. And I look to God.
Well, all you remember from your history check is that it was the doom of many adventuring parties.
A lot of folks lost their lives here, and it's not good for wizards because a lot of my spells require me to speak out loud.
I think maybe all of them do.
I think most of them require a verbal component.
Vocational component.
Vocational component of wizard, ideally.
Vocational component. Is it like a Duke of Edinburgh award?
Can you get what can you see? What do your gnome eyes see?
Well, I think it's just pitch black.
I mean, 60 feet in front of you is a very rough cavern. If you step a little bit forward on soundless steps into the cavern here, you can see that there is a warren of different holes and routes through. And the voices in your mind, you know, various exits from this cavern, some of them very far away, some of them close. There's a maze of places to go. And the spores say... Unfortunately, we couldn't light it down here, so you're going to have to find... You know, you're going to have to find your own way. Follow your heart, guys. Follow whatever your heart tells you.
I hate following my heart.
Yeah, is there any more, like, kind of actionable advice that we could follow? Like, which direction?
In our direction, of course.
And you are...
In which direction is that?
Oh, it's kind of, you know, bearing about 310 degrees from you, I suppose.
Do I know what 310 is?
I turn 310 degrees and I walk that way.
Is amber the colour of their energy? Because if we can follow that...
Yeah, okay, wait, so we...
So it's 311, but it was close enough.
Yeah, kind of very you see nice what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good, cool,
that
right?
Was, do you know what? I preferred that.
It was quite a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liam?
I like it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
That's and as Paddy, you know, as a professional comedian, the best possible response to a joke is, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Did everyone enjoyed that 311 joke? Yeah, okay, good. Great. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. Okay, really cool. Is there anything
420
like, is there anything
69
is there anything I can do to help to guide us through? I pull out the mushroom staff.
Now I've got to tell you, Pads,
just don't make a
I'm not making a thing. I'm just seeing if it can.
No, I'm not telling you. That's great. I can't tell you, yeah, do this and that's how you solve the puzzle.
We can't see anything even with the lamp,
and I can't do anything because I can't talk.
There's something I could do.
Okay,
I could create a radiant weapon which would have a...
Fuck me, all right.
It would have an illumination...
Who's this cuck?
It would have an illumination radius of 30 foot. I don't know if that's better than the... Well, it is better than the lantern.
Sorry, so the issue is... Sorry, well, I think I've slightly misspoke. You can... The lantern is helping you see. The problem is that there are just many, many different ways to go.
Right.
If you wanted a radiant light weapon for more light, maybe that would help. But that's not the issue here. The issue here is that the mushroom phosphorescence isn't working in this
isn't
place.
Isn't working. Okay.
The spores haven't been seeded here.
Right.
Would the mushrooms be... I'm assuming wherever the area we're going is mushroom heavy,
mm-hmm.
it would therefore be wetter than the other areas. I'm assuming if there's like if these caverns go off in different
areas. You're thinking
areas,
of Tiden?
I'm thinking of Tiden. If there were different, like if the caverns going off into slightly less mushroomy, therefore drier places, can Tiden maybe sort of deign the way by...
You want to use Tiden as
another sort of divining tool. I feel like if he's able to kind of discern the moisture, then maybe we could find a way through.
Okay.
Sure, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so I get out of my armpit and I whisper to him.
Sorry, you what to him?
I whisper.
You can. I mean, oh, you no, can try to whisper, but
yeah, he's not a fungo.
He's wet though. Like he gets what I'm saying. I'm wet. He's wet.
He's wet, well, you know,
he gets it though.
It's all vibrations, isn't it?
Let's
yeah.
Be real.
Yeah.
You try to whisper to Joe Tiden. Nothing comes out. Joe Tiden looks at you like, although you can't hear that. You have to. That's the sound he would make if you know. He pulls an expression that's a bit like,
How do I do this?
Tell you what, boys, that's the puzzle, isn't it? That's the fucking puzzle.
Every one of my spells has a vocal component, I'm afraid. So I'm magicless.
I'm not.
You could just write it down.
Ooh.
My Tiden doesn't understand writing.
I don't think so. No, I don't think he understands written common.
I tell you what, I'm gonna put him on the floor. You know when someone puts like a puppy on the floor and they decide like which puppy owner it decides it likes more based off of where it naturally goes.
Yeah, sure.
That's cool.
That's a good starting point. And so you are going to...
I'm just going to see which way
which way he walks.
Which way he if we put him on the ground, he's in front of us and he's just looking around. He's just going...
Like it over there.
And he just goes...
That's the right way.
And if he kind of leans towards a slightly more like, oh yeah, that way's wet, I'm going to go that way.
Okay.
Then I'm going to...
Okay.
And I mime out, we're going to follow you.
Okay, now you say you're going to mime that out.
Yeah, I've got it. Because it's, you know, like people, you know, the walking on the hands?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Just like...
That's cool, yeah.
The three of us. Yeah. I motion to all
now,
of us.
Now, the problem is that this is an audio medium. I need you to tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I put him on the ground.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've motioned to all of us.
Yeah.
That is in, I've collectively kind of all of us.
Yeah.
And then I mime follow in terms of like walk.
Okay.
On my hand. Like little
yeah,
hand,
yeah.
Two hands.
I like that. Yeah. Huh?
You guys can see.
I can see.
Listeners can't, but you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach's got his two little fingers on his upturned palm.
You.
And he points at Joe Tiden.
And Joe Tiden goes, I get you.
Ah, no.
Takes us straight out of there.
Unfortunately, that's my bit. Joe Tiden looks at you, sort of goes, and then much like, I imagine he's sort of a little bit like Baby Yoda. What's he called? Baby...
Groglin.
Baby Groglin. Baby Goggles.
I've not seen it.
I'm pretty sure it's Gorgu.
Gorgu. Yeah. And just starts going, and sort of waddles his way down, and then he falls. You can't hear it, but he falls down a little slope.
Oh, I hate that.
And he stands up. He's all right. Dusts himself off, and he goes, and he walks. He just starts walking.
We follow him. Should we follow him?
What? Wait a second. Why are we following him?
He's gonna go where
because
it's wet.
Apparently he's gonna lead you to where it's wettest.
No, he's gonna go where it's wettest. He's like he is a man of the sea. He is naturally gonna be drawn to the tides.
The thing I love about this most is that Zach is like hearing what he's saying himself, and I can tell that he's losing faith in it.
That much faith in it. There's a number of logical leaps, Liam, that I've made.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
Apropos of a different idea.
What I mean, I'm with you.
I'm staying with it, by the way. I'm not like, but
yeah, you're following him.
I'm not losing Joe Tiden on this.
Yeah.
I want to see if he was to pick a direction, what would it be, and then we'll follow that direction.
Okay.
Have we got everything we can out of the voices in our head?
We're still here, babes.
Now look,
are you guys moist?
We keep moist, baby.
That bodes well, actually, for Teddy's plan. But you've given us 310 degrees, which
it's a state of mind. It's more like a frequency, actually.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a vibration. You've got to like clue in. You've got to be on our wavelength, guy.
Now, how would I do that?
Oh, you'd know.
Fuck. I think because it's got to be if it's a soundless cavern.
Yeah,
it's got to be the only thing we have is our visuals, which have given us nothing.
Yeah,
our sense of touch, which I guess we could try, but like, can we smell anything?
You can smell. Yeah, it smells like a cave.
It smells like a cave. I think surely it's got to be. We've keyed into this sixth sense.
Yeah,
surely it has to be something to do with that.
I think it must be. Yeah,
but maybe we're asking the wrong questions.
Maybe the questions themselves are becoming answers.
Laurie, are the questions themselves becoming answers?
I mean...
How do we get through the voiceless caverns? Hey, Mushroom.
I think in my head... Deo!
Deo! Nice.
Yeah, and you hear back in your mind... Deo!
Now, where does that come from?
Yeah.
Your head.
From my, shit, from okay. Is there a way to separate?
Do we know how big the voiceless caverns are? They couldn't light it.
Yeah, it's you get a sense that they're probably about as big as the large room you fell into originally, sort of a couple of hundred feet in radius.
Okay.
I would say
I get Joe Tiden back up onto me because the wet thing.
The wet thing. We didn't follow him.
You didn't follow him that far.
No, I'm carrying following him. I want to keep following Joe Tiden. Okay. Like I'll be led where he goes just for the minute, but I want to think out loud. Guys, we really want to come to the party. We're like super cool. It's gonna be great. Could you just like, you know, like could you like light your doorway? Could you like turn on the outdoor light? Could you just like, you know where the caverns ends? Could you maybe like do some sort of lantern sign?
Oh,
some sort of like, we're not mushrooms, guys. We've got like normal eyes. I've got a lamp. You see my lamp? Come to the door. Can you see my lamp? You know, like Deliveroo driver when you go outside and you're like
waving your phone around.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm outside the door. Can you see? I'm like, I want to know, what's the buzzer number? How do we get...
The voices reply, oh man, we're kind of really chill right now, but yeah, all right, hey, yeah, okay, I, not me. They kind of talking around themselves. All right, yeah, I'll come. Hold on a sec, bro.
We've got sweet mushrooms. And there's... Like, we're ready to go.
I got an ink pen.
There's a moment. Hey, are you a narc?
Nah, bro.
Okay. No, we're cool.
Nah, we're cool.
Not just like an empire sounds like
right now, bro.
No, I'm an artist.
It's just we don't know. It's kind of like it's weird being high in this place, bro. Like we just need to get out.
There's a couple of moments, and then, I would say for the dark visioners amongst you, it's slightly easier to see. Teddy, you can just about make this out. It seems like it's like the other side of the planet. You see. A green glow way off in the distance.
Right. Oh, sweet. We got you, man. Like, we're coming.
Yeah. Can I see any mushrooms around us?
Yes, absolutely.
I tap one of them. I flick it with my finger.
You flick this mushroom with your finger. Tell me, Pads, would you roll a D100 for me?
Oh, shit, okay.
Why?
I don't know, I thought maybe like that, like it could spark a little...
35.
Okay.
Death.
You know, the number of death.
You flick it. Ow, you feel a little sting straight away, and you're going to take D4. You're going to take 2 points of necrotic damage.
Ah! I'm resistant to that.
So 1 point of necrotic damage for you.
And I go, it still hurt.
And you see that this is a little... You look down to see this curious little cap of a mushroom that pokes from the ground. And you see now it's got this slimy, dark ichor comes off the top. And you see on your finger, sort of burns to the touch. But... because you're so clued in, you can't hear anything, but you sense a vibration in the air, a little movement, another one sort of puffs somewhere in front of you.
Now, assuming I've hit the right one, this could be a root.
What?
No, that sounds like...
What are you talking
trap?
About? That's a trap, dude. You hit a mushroom and it hurt you.
Yeah.
And then another one hit off. You know, in like when the alien movies where they go into a cavern full of the alien eggs and one of them jumps out in the face and they're like, this is clearly... Odd.
But then
you're that dude. You're that fucking guy.
The trail of eggs is going to lead you to the one that's laying them though, right?
No, we're going to the... Why? What? We're going to the... There was a light.
We're going to the mushroom light. So maybe if the mushrooms in a line puff off, then we might have like a root that whatever their hive little fucking...
Right, Liam, help me. What am I missing here? What leap has been made? Did I like zone out for a minute? There was no... We had the light to guide us.
But it's a labyrinth, right?
Yeah, it's a labyrinth. We don't have a clear path.
So I'm wondering if we take a route of mushrooms, then maybe it'll lead us to more mushrooms. Because we're going to the mushroom people. We're going to Fort 20.
I reject that, I think, as a sort of hypothesis. I think I would like to... Can we not...
Should we leave a trail?
No, just go to the light.
Well, yeah, but to get to the light, we've got to go through a maze.
Yeah, we can try.
But,
we can.
Yeah, but like we can see the light though.
Yeah, we can try just walking forward, but I don't think it'll be safe.
I'm not saying we just walk forward like blindly. I think we kind of, if we have to twist and turn, we do. But we definitely don't follow the death mushrooms, the necrotic damage.
I do
mushrooms.
Agree with that.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm resistant to them though, so maybe I should walk ahead.
Absolutely. If you want to lead the way, you go
so
for it.
I have had a thought.
Okay.
I think into the space. Teddy, can you pass some of those wizard dice that you nicked?
Yes.
So I'm going to take one of those. Glitch, you're the sort of creepy person that has like little like animal bits reagents, presumably.
Yeah, I pull out a rabbit's leg. Like
I need an eye.
I pull out a rabbit's eye.
Okay, great.
Same rabbit.
I'm going to quickly brew this up because...
Oh, hello.
You told us that... like we can see through these, there's like a two-way connection with these mushrooms.
If you brew them up with I'm going to allow a rabbit's eye. I think I did say humanoid eye, but allow a rabbit's eye. Absolutely, I love this. They transform into a useful item called a wizard's eye. Placing the mushroom and the fresh eye in a jar together triggers the mushroom to extrude small filaments into the eye and begin to absorb it. Anyone who eats a tendril can see what the wizard's eye sees for the next several hours.
Yeah.
So yes, exactly. You can all get a view through this eye.
Great. I am going to toss this eye to you, Teddy, as probably the better... You've got the better throwing arm of the lot of us.
Oh, yeah, nice, nice. This is a great idea.
And then I'll neck the tendril.
Great. You get like a little window-in-window vision.
Great. And I basically go... Throw
it's quite weird. You can see yourself and you can see your two friends. It's very disorienting.
And I've got to wing it.
You're trying to wing it all the way to the door?
I'm trying to wing it to the light, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Try and wing it like far enough forward that it's a space that we know we can safely get into. Okay. Like I'm thinking like, you know, kind of stepping stone it. That's my thought.
Is there like a roof to the cavern?
Very far up.
Do I get a top down view? Would that have to be like I'd have to wing it like hundreds of feet, or is that just...
I mean, you can get a more top-down view.
Well, I'm saying if he gets like an eagle
I think
eye,
you're going to give me vertigo, but yeah, let's give it a go.
You're going to roll for that.
I'll
certainly
carry you the way when we go.
Why don't you pop it on the end of a crossbow bolt?
Well, I don't have a crossbow anymore.
Have crossbows. I've got a javelin.
I'll let you roll it with the javelin stats if you want to do that. Absolutely. Yeah, you can kind of...
To kind of just get it to the roof of the... So I'm trying to think in terms of... From the logic of what you're saying, like if we get it to the roof and then we've got a top-down view of where we're going to go.
Yeah, okay. So that's
like getting,
yeah.
Like getting a Google Maps view.
Love that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Nice. How are you going to attach it to the roof? You're just going to try and jam it into the ceiling?
I'm going to try and... I'm going to try and javelin it.
Maybe some Wonder Bunder?
Yeah, I've got Wonder Bunder.
Nice. Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Right.
Great. So we'll set this up then that it's
so that's
you...
a cantrip.
You kind of... Exactly. You stick
mushroom glue spear.
One end of the spear and then the other end of the spear is on the sharp end. Maybe you've got some more Wonder Bunder so that it will stick in the ceiling when you go. What's the range on your javelin?
120 foot.
Is that the second number?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
Obviously, I was giving you the higher number.
No, I'm just saying
the bitch number.
So it's it's technically to roll to throw it at long range is technically disadvantage. So roll it at disadvantage, but it is only hitting a ceiling, so it's not going to be a high AC. Technically, AC in inverted commas.
Okay, so I'm going for as.
You're not rolling possible. A high number, but you are rolling at disadvantage.
If this doesn't work, I'll just do the Revenger Shield, and that way we'll be sweet.
Okay.
Mm. But I'll need to get that back. I can do that. I can record it.
Yeah.
All right, so disadvantage. So that first one.
And Vatic, as this javelin's in motion.
Which is annoyingly high, which means the second one's probably going to be lower than that.
Maybe.
It's usually how it works.
Or.
Bam!
Oh, whammy!
Second one was 11.
It was a 10 you needed.
Oh,
it was
a 10 you needed. Yes.
Vatic, though, please roll a con also, save.
That was because of my plus. It was a fucking 2.
Wow. Okay, wow. It should have been higher than 10, but that's fine.
Okay, con save.
I did back
that's
that.
That's 19.
He did 19. Know. Vatic, for a creature that spends its time on the ground, firmly not in the sky, you brace yourself for this experience. Teddy, you fling the javelin... And although it's a bit of a wayward shot, the weight of the jar on one end throws off your usual precision throw. Mm, but you throw it with such force, soars through the air into the pitch black. Vatic, you get this horrible sense of the earth shifting beneath your feet and then spinning around. And you see three of your party disappear into like a little hole somewhere at the bottom of your vision. And then... Dunk, dunk, your vision jars for a second and there's this kind of swaying motion for a second as the javelin settles and then I know it's
feel
really
legitimately
horrible
yeah sick. Yeah it's not sorry is it?
And then it seems to be stuck in something and you get a good view. You can see just about the one side of your vision, you can see the illuminated door in green in right. one exit, and at the other end you can see the dim light of Teddy's lantern. And you can see the yawning black in between those two.
Oh, tears. So, well, that's we have a similar problem.
Well,
no. Now we've got a view of where we need to go. So when we go forward, it will illuminate a path. So imagine if.
Oh it's, yeah, sweet. No,
if
no,
you're like
right.
Going
yeah, yeah.
Like a map that's not been discovered on a video game.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of illuminating area.
Fog of war. We're
going
to get rid of the fog of war.
So exactly. I think I basically go, follow me very, very slowly.
Okay. With mime.
And I...
Oh, no, with
no,
mime.
No, in my head. Yeah. Sweet. And I walk forward.
And then I kind of, in the back of my mind, I'm like, we're coming, bro. We'll be there in a minute. Make sure the beanbag's free.
Okay, great. We'll follow this route. And I'm imagining, are you looking for any other ways to... You're just sort of lighting the path in front of you and getting a sense of where you are from this satellite view.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, we'll rather than doing, you know, I haven't got an actual maze for you guys, sorry, we're not going to be doing that. You turn left. Uh-oh, it's a dead end. You come after crawling after Vatic in this direction. It's pretty... by the way, I need the listeners to know that at least...
No, you don't need to point it out.
At least two people have made wanking off gestures around this room. Maybe no names. As you arrive, you progress through the cavern following Vatic's very steady lead. Vatic, give me a... I'm going to call it a stealth check to see how carefully you're moving.
All right, I'm still good at that. Why would I say that? It's a 1.
Is it actually a 1?
Yeah, it's actually a 1.
Tits and teeth.
God.
Interesting.
Unbelievable.
And then roll me a two D100s, please.
Two D100s?
Yeah, two separate D100 rolls.
That's a bad thing,
yeah,
I think.
That's 200.
It's not
first,
a good thing. Yeah,
first one is 200. The first one is 83.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet, actually. We
don't know if high
we
is
don't
good,
know.
Though.
We like high numbers.
The second one is 17.
Ooh. That equals 100.
This is great.
For you or us.
I hate it when he laughs like that.
Let me just check the other one. Okay. You move stealthily through these paths. You come to a few dead ends or caverns that seem to lead off out of this central cavern that you manage to, you know, align yourself with the satellite view and you go a different direction. And after a few of these, you get this real sense of confidence in this new direction, Vatic. You're leading this group with determination. And,
oh dear.
And you stumble and you fall right over this very woody, barky tendril of mushroom. And you fall, not a large distance, kind of maybe 5 foot down, you pratfall into a pit of mushrooms. And as you fall, some of them puff up clouds of smoke that, Teddy, you can illuminate with your lantern. Nice. Others of them sort of spray liquid everywhere. And two, unfortunately, catch you, Vatic, full in the face. The first one, Lee, is a small brownish mushroom, a patch of these small ones with red marks on their caps that look like a little bit like a cross. And that just puffs something in your eyes and it stings a little bit, but it doesn't hurt. You're just about recovering from that when you sort of totter into another patch of mushrooms.
Jesus Christ. It's Charlie Chaplin bullshit I'm pulling.
These are God's guns, mushrooms.
Gatling gun.
Crotch fire mushrooms. These ones just exude a milky liquid that covers your skin.
Yeah.
Get your eyes out of the gutter. Your eyes, your mind's out of the gutter. All the mushrooms are like, hey, that's a kind of bad vibe. Don't think about that. This kind of covers your lower legs in this milky white liquid. Two things happen. The first is that you lose both legs. You suddenly feel really itchy around your eyes and your nose and your ears where that first mushroom puffed into you. God. Oh, it's horrible. And you are temporarily, you're under the poisoned effect when you have an allergic reaction to this mushroom. So all your ability checks and saving throws are going to be at disadvantage until you recover. But that milky white liquid, you feel it sort of sink into your skin a bit. And ooh, it doesn't feel great, but it doesn't feel bad. You go to kind of dust yourself off. And your fingers stick to your skin.
Oh,
and then you,
sake.
But you kind of wipe it off and then you go to pull yourself up and your hand is a little bit stuck to the floor. Oh, and then you pull it off with a bit of effort. And just like in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1, you look down at your hands and if you had microscopic vision, you would see all these little tiny grippy hairs all over your skin. Vatic, and you're under the effect of the spider climb spell.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
cool. For the next, let's call it the next hour. That is
kind of cool, actually.
And yeah, you can carry on in your adventure. I'm going to ask, although Vatic is now suffering from this allergic reaction, so maybe someone else needs to take over the navigation from this point.
I'm not immune. I'm resistant to necrotic, so maybe.
You can take it.
And immune to disease. And that sort of mushrooms thing is death and disease, and you hate mushrooms, so do you want me to?
I'm not feeling it. No, I wouldn't like to. be front.
Okay,
center.
Cool.
I would. I do. Should I pick Vatic up? Is he going to be okay walking around?
I mean, you could. He's very sticky, so you can pick
I'm
him up easily.
Vatic, are you good?
I think I just climb up onto your back like a spider.
Okay, fine,
horrible. Lay some eggs on him.
That's fine. I was going to pick you up anyway, but this is fine.
I take over then. I'll
great.
Start walking.
Like I'm wearing a baby on any, my back.
Any particular approach you're taking to your navigation here? Or are you just following the same technique? What
I think maybe if Vatic's on Teddy's back, maybe there's a sort of like he's pointing direct. Are you still, you're sort of watch
tower now. I
think
I'm looking through very reddened eyes going, and just pointing.
Exactly. Like the
you guys can also communicate.
Telepathically, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. So, yeah, all right. Well,
fingers are more useful.
I guess I'll plough ahead, maybe 5 feet ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Of them under Wessex's direction.
Why don't you give me a perception check just to see how well you cope with this glitch?
No probs. No probs, boyo. That's a 10 plus not a lot. Not a lot, Laurie. Yeah, it's a 10 plus nothing. That's a 10. A little 10 for you.
Okay.
Like a 10? You want me to up it to an 11?
With what?
I don't know. Give me a 12.
What are you offering me?
He's getting my assistance. I could use Flash of Genius.
Sure. All right.
That would give you a...
if you want to.
That would give you a plus 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, a D4 or just a plus, straight up plus 4.
Yeah, whenever another creature you see within 30 feet makes an ability check or saving throw, you can use your reaction. So yeah, I think
that
makes sense.
Yeah,
mate,
sure.
I'll take the 14 then. Perception check 14.
You narrowly avoid the huge Fangorious monster that was waiting for you.
The gelatinous cut.
Yeah.
waiting in the corner, wanking in the cupboard.
And the mushroom guy, the mushroom guy's like, we try to be cool about this kind of thing. If someone has to go and have a cupboard wank, we try to ignore him, man.
I love that the mushrooms are like hippies.
Yeah, yeah.
you go through several more twisty, turny paths. You double back on yourselves at one point, but again, with this amazing eye in the sky,
yeah,
you navigate again to what feels like, in your perception, you look up and the glowing entrance is not too horizontally far from you. However,
it's
vertically
high.
It's high up, and you come to a wall in front of you. You almost kind of bash into it.
Yeah.
And you hold your lance light sources, or you use your elven eyes to look up, and you see that this wall is formed of mushrooms itself. And it seems to be pretty much all that stands between you and this door at this point.
Is the so the door's elevated?
The door is, I would say, at least 60 feet above your heads at this point.
I think I think into the space. Leave it to me, lads. And I leap off your back and I start climbing.
Give me an easy but athletics check with disadvantage. But you are spider climbing, so this is very easy for you.
Can we find the mushrooms that he got all
I've got
about, and we can just
I've got a solution if not.
Is it making the mushroom big?
Yeah.
But it's only 30 feet.
We don't know how high this is.
I said it's 60.
Well, yeah. What if I did it twice?
I think you can only do it once on the charges.
So that was
get us halfway there.
That was a 90.
Exactly, my first thought was exactly that.
Yeah.
And I stopped myself saying it because I was like, I don't want to have to game getting halfway up this.
I just want to make a big mushroom. And yeah, fair enough. All right.
I wanted to make a mushroom too.
So that was a 19 and a 5.
Well, we'll take the 5, unfortunately.
Why do you get disadvantage?
Because he's poisoned. You make your way up. You're like, you're scrampering up. It's absolutely piece of pit. You're like, I could do this all day. And then you go, and as you sneeze, you lose your handholds. And you're sort of hovering in space.
I catch him.
The only thing you can
dead,
grasp
man,
onto is like 30 foot up.
I catch him.
You fall.
I let him die.
I catch him.
He's not falling at you yet. He's still up there.
Right, okay, yeah.
You just lose your hand hold and you panic. You look for something to hold and you see a big mushroom that you just grab hold of.
Okay.
To steady yourself. But roll me a D100. We've got to see what kind of mushroom this is.
Oh,
fuck's
yeah.
For sake, I'm getting shroomed all over the
I'm
place.
Not telling you. Yeah, I mean, you're right in there, mate.
Okay, that is a 80.
Interesting. Thank you to this mushroom table, by the way, for making today's session possible.
Thanks, mushroom table.
It's a chestnut tuppence. It gives you plus
we're
D4.
We're recording
cool.
With our mics on a mushroom table.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Can we afford that? Patreon?
Do you want to splash out for a,
do you wanna give me
for
a
big fucking mushroom?
Give me a big fucking...
Okay, well, this mushroom, before Paddy goes any further...
Mushroom table?
Is... I mean... I wasn't going to do this one, but it's very funny. And as you grab hold of this mushroom, it wiggles and shakes. And slow as you're sort of clambering up to sort of find purchase again, a seam opens up along its middle and splits open. And this mushroom reveals a horribly jagged-edged maw that opens up and goes like a piranha plant out of Super Mario. And as it opens, this mouth looks weirdly like humanoid. It's got proper like teeth. There's a big tongue that comes out of it.
It's such a creepy boiler.
And it's just gonna take a chomp of you.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's it called?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's called the Protobartis fraudibus, or the joke cap mushroom.
Lovely.
And in fact, it's
my uncle Keith grows them in his secret garden.
Colloquially called the fun guy.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, we've all had fun.
Good. I like that.
So what am I looking? What am I staring down the barrel of?
Make me maybe a dex save to get out of the way.
With disadvantage. Sorry.
Why are you like this?
Thanks, man. I'm just helping the game, man.
So the first roll is a 17. Oh, no, wait, it's a 19. The second roll is an 18.
Oh,
mate,
that is great.
You just pull your hand out of it, and if you could hear it, it would be going, but it can't move. It's just sitting there kind of opening and closing its mouth at you.
All right, I continue my...
Your ascent. Very good. Very good. You make it to the top. You find a nice flat plateau, and ahead of you, the gently glowing door.
All right. I throw down a rope from my satchel.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
Lovely bit of this.
Sorry, no big mushroom for you boys.
No, that's fine. We can save the big mushroom. We might need it.
Do we have to check to get up the rope?
I think you've got enough time. I think if you wanted to... well, look at that. There's another load of those horrible spider climb mushrooms right there. So you boys can
great,
get up
okay.
on that rope.
We can just nibble on up.
I choose to the spider climb myself.
Wonderful. And you make your way up to the top and the glowing door is ahead of you. You guys are right. You made your way up, okay?
Yeah,
that was really, really pleasant. And I just sort of like puke up in my mouth from the sickness.
I knock on the door.
There's no door. You just can't. It's just a tunnel, dude.
Wait, what? The door?
The doorway, you know.
Oh, I see.
It looks like.
It's just good to be specific.
Oh, they lock the door.
I knock on it louder.
There's been a lot of door business the last couple of episodes.
A lot of door business.
We've become very door-centric.
And you guys can pass through into...
Fort 20. Yeah!
Without any issues.
I got a name into it.
And you stumble into...
You name so much.
I name all the shit. I'm really sorry.
Unfortunately... It, once he says it, it's a canon. And we will we'll leave it with you entering Fort 20 and Fort 20.
Fort
and then Wenty.
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 Yeah. Okay. Fort.
Yeah, no.
Wenty.
And that's the weed number.
That's the weed number, Laurie.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah.
Back to the studio.
Thank you.
Now to
Liam with the sports.
The spores.
Here he comes.
Do you know what? We've got to end it there. You'll see what it looks like.
What's on the other side of the door?
No.
As you step through into this beautiful mushroomy realm, exactly as Vatic foresaw in his Potion of Augury, it's the first thing that strikes you is that you heard all these voices in your head. Maybe you imagined it would be kind of hundreds of mushroom people.
Yeah, quite populous.
It's sparsely populated. It is beautiful, and these, like I say, these big kind of caps of mushrooms form these little huts and shelters, and festooned between them are these strings, either of just like mycelial tendrils that glow in different multicolored lights, or some of them have little other bell mushrooms that are illuminated that hang from them as well. There are these amazing puffy mushrooms that you can see a myconid, and if you haven't seen a myconid, they are humanoid creatures. They've got sort of arm shapes and leg shapes, but their heads are featureless mushroom, you know, bowls. Right. Some of them are just lounging on some of these mushrooms.
Some of them are hanging out, dude. You're gonna fucking hate this.
And
it's like, a small world.
Go with it.
And
my trip's gone fucking sad.
Yeah.
Teddy man, you're not gonna enjoy this, because as the three of you step through, all of these myconids turn and look at you, and in your head you hear "Welcome." In one voice.
I jump out of the hall.
We'll leave it there. I think that's a nice place to end.
Gorgeous.
Oh, great.
Well done, boys.
Thanks, that was man.
Good. That was wait, really wait. Before we wrap, though, I want to know one thing.
Yeah.
How could we have solved that puzzle?
Yeah, go on.
Please, go on, tell us how we... Because we did it in a nuts way.
Hey, Paddy, remember that cloak I gave you?
Yeah.
Lets you go into the astral plane.
Oh, God, you're wearing
it. Oh, my tassels that I could have yanked.
Yeah.
What would that have done?
You could have just moved through this space like it was nothing and then popped up in another part of it.
Fucking... balls. Well, well,
that would have only helped him though, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, we don't know that. Oh,
that's what I had in mind. That's what I had in mind for you.
Oh, that's really smart.
A little peek behind the wizard's sleeve.
Our way was cooler.